Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And we don't have a lot of calendar because we're so far ahead. But on the 1st of August, the two tall ships, the Lady Washington and somebody else, they're all coming down into Richland right there on the Columbia. And there's a concert of a bunch of shanty singers, Hank Kramer and all of his buddies. Hank Williams, my goodness, doing sea songs? Ooh, that's intriguing. Anyway, Hank Kramer and all of his buddies coming from the west side are all going to be there. And Michelle Cameron and Brian Maskew, who's got a new album, should be out by the time the show airs. And I think I'm a part of it. I was asked to be, but I'm not on the list at this point. Anyway, that's the 1st of August, and I don't know where that concert is. So I'll tell you about it next week when we do the show for the 1st of August. Alrighty, but keep track of that. It's going to be in the papers. It's a big deal, the two tall ships coming together and doing a lot of workshops on how these tall ships are run. And you see a lot of that kind of thing in Seattle, where they do this kind of stuff all the time. But they don't do a lot of it over here. And so it's pretty amazing that it's happening. And you might want to check a lot of that out all day long. These tall ships doing their thing. Alrighty, and then the Blue Water Bluegrass Festival. Oh my gosh, Todd Phillips and Matt Flinner and David Greer are going to be there. Lori Lewis and Kathy Kalick. And they're not even the headliners. And that's in the Medical Lake area. There's a website for it, the Blue Water Bluegrass Festival. That is amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Kevin Brown has been a part of that for a long, long, long time. And, of course, he's got his new album out, which is not a bluegrass album. It's a good songwriter's album. It's an excellent songwriter's album. But, of course, a lot of the regulars are going to be there. A lot of the sort of the regional bluegrass folks are going to be there. But you need to check it out because that festival has grown and grown and grown, and a lot of people respect it. And it would be a fun one to go to. And that's the next week, the 7th, 8th, and 9th of August. I believe it runs the 8th and 9th. I don't know if there's anything going on Friday. But go to the website, Blue Water, and check it out. Blue Water Bluegrass. I'm sure that's a .com. Anyway, so that's happening. And then the weekend after that, the 15th of August, the Senders are going to be at the Damon Barn. And New Blue, they're going to be at the Damon Barn. I believe that's the weekend of the 28th of August, but I will let you know. Because you need to see New Blue. They're pretty good bluegrass. Oh, yes, they are. So a lot of cool stuff happening in this area. And then, of course, at the very beginning of September, Labor Day weekend, the Tumbleweed Festival there at the Howard Amon Park in the Tri-Cities, the Tumbleweed Festival, which is now in its, I don't know, 17th or 18th year, something like that. It's getting up there. Started in 1997, and this is 2015, so it would be year 18. They'll be doing their 20th in a couple of years, the Tumbleweed Festival. And a lot of the regulars are going to be there, of course. And then they got some new folks are getting more and more applicants. And that's what that's all about. All righty. So check it out. The Howard Amon Park, Labor Day weekend every year, Tumbleweed Festival. Alrighty, and that's just really about it, I think. Don't you be forgetting, in a month or so in Pullman, in a month or so, about a month and a half, Humanitas will be happening. That's kind of a world thing, and there are all kinds of roots and contemporary things happening. Ziggy Marley's going to be there. Those tickets have been on sale now for about a month, and he'll be there on the Saturday. But A Tribe Called Red, which is the new hot native band, they'll be there. And all kinds of stuff happening for Humanitas. So check that out. Alrighty. And that's the week of September the 21st on up all the way through the week on the WSU campus. Alrighty. Where are we going with this? Carl T. Sprague.
A group of jolly cowboys discussing plans at ease. Says one. something, boys, if you will listen, please. I'm an old cowpuncher, and here I'm dressed in rags. I used to be a tough one and take on great big jags. But I have a home, boys, a good one you all know. Although I have not seen it since long, long ago. But I'm going back to Dixie once more to see them all. Yes, I'm going back to see my mother. She begged me not to leave her, for me she would have died. My mother's heart is breaking, breaking for me, that's all. And with God's help I'll see her when the work's all done this fall. That very night this cowboy went out to stand his guard. The night was dark and cloudy and storming very hard. The cattle all got frightened and rushed in wild stampede. The cowboy tried to head them while riding at full speed. While riding in the darkness, so loudly did he shout, trying his best to head them and turn the herd about. His saddle horse did stumble and upon him did fall. The boy won't see his mother. My wages, the wages I have earned. For I'm afraid, boys, my last year I have turned. I'm going to a new range, I hear the master's call. And I'll not see my mother when the work's all done this fall. George, you may have my saddle. Bill, you may have my bed. Jack, you may have my pistol after I am dead. But think of me kindly as you look upon them all. For I'll not see my mother when the work's all done this fall. Poor Charlie was buried at sunrise, no tombstone at his head. Nothing but a little slab, and this is what it said. Charlie died at daybreak, he died from a fall. And he'll not see his mother when the work's all done is fall.
Ride through the stormy night, dark. is the sky. Wish I'd stayed in Abilene, nice and warm and dry.
Done no wrong, just singing a song as down the trail I ride. Rattlesnakes rattle at the prairie dogs, you hear that mournful tune. It's roundup time away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Daylight comes and the cowhands yell, they call out every man. I throw my saddle on my old cow horse and drink my coffee from a can. The sun goes down on the cattle trail and I'm gazing at the moon. It's roundup time away out west when the cactus is in bloom. The old day. The boys have gone away, but they'll be back soon. For it's roundup time away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Daylight comes and the cowhands yell, they call out every man. I throw my saddle on my old cow horse and drink my coffee from a can. The sun goes down on the cattle trail and I'm gazing at the moon. It's roundup time away out west when the cactus is in bloom. The yodel-day, lay-oh, the yodel-day.
Thank you. listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lie straight-faced while I cry, still I look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give, never thinking of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lie straight-faced while I cry, still I look to find the reason to believe. Knowing that you lie straight-faced while I find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give, never thinking of myself. If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lie straight-faced while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe.
Bela Fleck and David Grisman from this acoustic disc here. And that was called Clinch Mountain Windmills. Of course, it was Carter Stanley's Clinch Mountain Windmills and then Michel Legrand's Windmills of Your Mind, which was kind of a big pop thing in the late 60s. They used it for the theme song for the movie The Thomas Crown Affair with Faye Dunaway and Steve McQueen. Yes, indeed. Lots of other David Grisman and buddies, Jody Steckern in there, and doing some things from this acoustic disc sampler with David Grisman and friends. Alrighty. And the Dirt Band doing Reason to Believe, the old Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, way back in 67, 68, when there's only one or two of the guys that are in there now. Take a little bit of a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming right back. Hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, a listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
You'll have scattered showers this afternoon and gusts reaching 25 miles an hour in some areas. And tonight, it'll still be breezy, but it shouldn't rain. On the Palouse, you'll have a high of 77 today and a low of 50 tonight. And in the Lewis-Clark Valley, a high of 84
next,
and a
Kevin
low of
Burke.
61.
And a string quartet, Kevin Burke. It's from his album with Cal Scott. Kevin Burke. This is the Irish Session Suite. It's a series of four movements and with string quartet. Doing Irish music. This is quite good, and some folks have requested this, and so that's where we're going to go with this, so that it's going to be pretty much winding up the entire half hour here, I think, if I play my cards exactly right. So there you go. It's called the Irish Session Suite, Kevin Burke. And it's a series of jigs and reels and a hornpipe and an air and the various types of tunes that one would hear in Irish music. Alrighty, here we go, the Irish Session Suite.
Thank you.
Oh, Natalie McMaster there. We had the Irish Session Suite for Irish Fiddle and String Quartet. And then we also had Natalie McMaster at the tail end there with a little bit of Nova Scotian fiddling there. Jennifer Berwetta Trejo on the playlist. Email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Or call me at 509-332-5047. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We'll be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. Until then, this show is history. We're gone now. Bye.